A truly historic time in the Kansas City Chiefs franchise. The 13th head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. And Andy, I just have to ask you about your excitement of coming to Kansas City. Why Kansas City? Why now?
Number one, it's the Hunt family. And Clark, and he's got that quiet intensity about him. You know, when you sit there and you just kind of know that he's got this drive and desire. I look at the fan base. You know, come on, we're talking about the sea of red here, man. It's unbelievable. I've come back here with football teams, and it's wild. And you talk about the history. I'm sitting at my press conference, and here's Lynn Dawson sitting there, man. Are you kidding me? The history is phenomenal. This stadium, they kept the integrity of the old stadium, but yet added the modern day luxuries of these new stadiums that are being built. You look at the facility down below and where the coaches and players practice and meet, and the organization kind of grinds. It's second to none. But you go back to that family. You go back to the family, and when they call, you listen. You've been in as long as I have, they call, you kind of go, okay, I don't care about the record. It's not about last year. That's not what it's about. It's about that big, you know, the years of work that have gone into this thing. So, and how they do their job.
Your history, you brought two Eagles teams here in 01 and 05 and won tough games. You came back from 18-0 in 05. The 96 World Champion Packers lost here. The game day experience, what the fans mean for an opponent. Now you're on the other sideline, but what does an opponent have to deal with when Arrowhead is in its full glory?
Yeah, well, I mean, the things I remember is I remember driving in, everything is red. Everything's red, and you smell barbecue. That's what I remember. I remember Derek Thomas. I remember seeing number 58 knock Don Beebe from the line of from 2 yards across the line of scrimmage on the defensive side of the ball, knock him all the way back past the quarterback on a shallow crossing route. I remember sacking our quarterback at least 5 times. And I remember you not being able to hear the snap count. And our players come over going, what are we in for? What are we going to do? And so that's what I remember. And the one, I don't mention the other one because Coach Vermeil is a good friend, and we were able to win that game, but it wasn't because of the fan base. That's not what it was about. I mean, they were here and they were cheering. Even as we made that comeback, they were making it ugly for us, and as ugly as they possibly could, and doing their part.
Final question. And talking to Chiefs fans everywhere, you'll walk down that tunnel, you'll wear red, and now they're on your side. What does that mean to you?
That means let's go get it, man. I mean, let's crank it up. Let's set the decibel level like no other. And then we're going to make sure, as coaches and as players, that we do our job so that they can do that. And they can do it for 4 quarters, man. Let's put 4 quarters together, all of us together, and let's see what happens. It might not happen overnight. We're going to try to make it happen. We're going to try to do that. We're going to try to, as hard as we possibly can, to make it happen for them.